and this tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Monday. And a happy Monday it is. At least the weather is beautiful across most of Wisconsin. It is so bizarrely gorgeously warm outside. I hope you've had an opportunity to get outside and enjoy it. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show. I got Cal with me on the board and my senior producer, Jamie, also helping us out today. So welcome to the show, everybody. I just completed a very, very fun birthday weekend myself. I was all over the place, was traipsing to Madison on Saturday night for a nice dinner that I had with some friends, and spent yesterday afternoon listening to some Brewers baseball after a lovely brunch with some friends. Hope you had a chance to relax over the weekend. I very much enjoyed the Brewers squeaker win on Saturday, but not so much the pain of our near blowout yesterday at the hands of the Rockies. Another Brewers spring training game starting here in mere moments. Do not worry, I will keep you apprised as to the goings on that game. If you're just tuning into the show, I am a baseball obsessed Brewers fan, so we tend to talk a little bit about the Brewers here on this show. But there is lots of politics to cover today. We got a couple of fabulous guests joining us. The director of public health at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, Jill Rosenthal. I'm really excited to have Jill join us. She's going to come and join the show at 3 p.m. We're going to talk about the Donald Trump Musk billionaire overlord cuts to the National Institutes of Health and what that means for your family's health going forward. And of course, it is Monday. And so every Monday at 3:30, we're joined by Dom Salvia for a little segment we like to call In Case You Missed It. With Dom Salvia, there's just a couple, two, three things that we can be talking about today with Dom. It is sure to be a hoot to help start your week off right. If you want to join our program this hour, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You can use that number for both talk or text, for a phone or text to join. And of course, if you go get the Civic Media app from your favorite app store for free, you can call or text our show with just one click of a button on the app. Let's get into it. As I have been doing recently, I have begun each show with a quick set of things that are happening in the news. So much going on every day. We don't do a deep dive on these. It's kind of a laundry list of the things that I have either thought were really interesting or extremely important and merit mention, just to be sure we're covering the news of the day. Here's one of the really interesting facts that happened. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the circuit out on the West Coast, it includes California, it's a federal court of appeals, today denied Elizabeth Holmes's criminal conviction appeal. Remember this lady with the unblinking weird doe eyes and the black turtlenecks a la Steve Jobs that ran that little fraud called Theranos for a few years, claimed that they could basically take a drop of your blood and run every single conceivable test under the universe? Of course, the thing never worked. It was a pretty brazen fraud. She was sentenced to 11 years. For her role in that scheme. The Ninth Circuit today saying, you're going to have to serve at least a goodly portion of the 11 years. An odd actual moment of accountability for financial and corporate crimes there. So I took note of that, followed that case very closely. The German elections, basically those results have been coming in. You know, because in Germany, they do elections over a weekend when fewer people are working. Kind of makes some sense, doesn't it? I'm going to get into some of the takeaways of that election with Dom when he joins me at 3:30, if we don't get there before. But we are going to look at that. Again, a big rise in the far right AFD party, which Elon Musk stumped for, but they did not take the big cake. We're going to talk more about that at 3:30 with Dom. Here's one of those, oh my gosh, is this actually happening moments. I'm sure you all saw this big news just breaking over the last hour, hour and a half. The United States at the United Nations voting with Russia and against a resolution backed by nearly the entirety of Europe demanding Russian withdrawal from Ukraine. This is a continuation of this thing that we've been all watching, which is basically the abandonment of 80 plus years of consistent foreign policy positioning, stance, efforts of the U.S. really trying to control the threat of the dictatorship of the authoritarian state of Russia. Wasn't an issue right after the fall of the Berlin Wall, but since Vladimir Putin has seized the reins of power over the last 20, 25 years in Russia, that has been our focus, an abandonment of our allies in many ways, shapes, and form. That continuing today, an absolutely shocking vote coming from the United States. And in that same vein, today, President Trump, here's my next quick thing, meeting in the White House with French President Emmanuel Macron. And Trump saying during that meeting to press, on this, the third anniversary of the war with Ukraine, saying that the fighting in Ukraine could be over, quote, within weeks, and Trump suggesting that he might visit Moscow very soon, and reiterating with, excuse me, President Macron sitting there, it was really weird, reiterating his demand, I'm going to call it extortion, that Ukraine hand over billions of dollars in mineral rights as part of a deal to end the war to not Putin, not Western European allies. No, billions of dollars in mineral rights to the United States. So that those things, pretty shocking, just in the turnabout and the 180 that U.S. foreign policy has taken in the last 2 weeks. But take heart, everyone. Vive la résistance. It is happening. The thing is real. Republican after Republican in their town halls, usually sleepy affairs back in their congressional districts in their home states, getting a little medicine, I would say. Maybe a little of their own medicine from angry constituents that don't like the idea of a billionaire overlord running willy-nilly through our federal government. Let's start with a little feedback that Glenn Grothman, Wisconsin's very own, got at his last town hall. Let's take a listen.
President Trump has issued a lot of executive orders. I think by and large, this is moving very quickly compared to other administrations. And I think across the board, he's done some very good things. I think... he's gotten rid of birthright citizenship.
No, he hasn't.
Illegal as hell.
That lady's my favorite from the peanut gallery. Illegal as hell. I mean, Glenn Grothman's grasp of issues and politics is about as nuanced as a sledgehammer. He really doesn't have. Have you ever met him, Cal? Glenn Grothman, seen him like live and live in color in three dimensions?
I have not had the displeasure, but just
yes.
Cutting this, it. The look on his face is so smug and annoying.
Yeah, Glenn Grothman is an odd individual. To say that he lacks interpersonal skills is almost giving the man like too much credit. Yeah, Glenn, read the room, dude. Not going well for Glenn Grothman. Also, Wisconsin's very own Scott Fitzgerald getting a similarly chilly reception. Let's take a listen.
When will you stand up to them and say that is enough?
The end result of the fraud and abuse that has been discovered already.
Again, the ladies in the back row, no proof. Yeah, those are the facts. It's amazing when your constituents have a better mastery of the actual facts on the ground than a congressional elected representative does. It didn't stop there. A couple other reps from outside of the state of Wisconsin, This is Representative Stephanie Bice getting a call from a constituent. She's from Oklahoma. Let's take a listen.
I'm a registered Republican voter and retired active Army officer. How can you tell me that Doge, with some college whiz kids from a computer terminal in Washington, D.C., without even getting out into the field, after about a week or maybe two, has determined that it's okay to cut veterans' benefits?
I think a couple things. Let me give you an example. Did you know that the VA was in charge of payments for illegals for housing? Basically, the VA.
No, I'd like for you to send that. Could you send me that reference so I could research that? Because no, I'm not aware of that. And I would tell you that that's red herring, a false flag. If you're throwing that kind of political stuff up, trying to cut veterans' benefits, that's very alarming to me.
Ouch. Again, when the constituents are fact-checking the elected officials, you know things have gotten well out of hand. And this last one from Representative McCormick. Yeah, these folks weren't having any little bit of it. Let's take one last listen.
Tyranny is rising in the White House, and a man has declared himself our king. So I would like to know, rather, the people would like to know what you, congressmen, and your fellow congressmen are going to do to rein in the megalomaniac in the White House.
Mic drop!
I'm not going to give you my best foghorn, leghorn response to that. But what I was seeking to go ahead and sit down. Thank you. When you talk about tyranny, when you talk about presidential power, I remember having the same discussion with Republicans when Biden was elected.
Give me a break.
The funny thing is, you're sitting here and a lot of you would probably say those January 6s who are yelling just as loud as you, who are upset just like you.
Unbelievable. He's comparing his constituents to violent insurrectionists and making fun of their accents. The news continues. I tell you how you know if an elected official is actually doing a good job. I drop Maggie's metrics for elected officials. We come back here on the Civic Media.